Good morning. My guest this morning is Ryan Johnston from Daily Acts. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
We're going to be talking about an event at the Lagunitas Beer Sanctuary, April 15th at 5:30 p.m. But first, tell me a bit about Daily Acts and what you guys do.
Sure. So Daily Acts is a nonprofit organization based out of Petaluma that we do work Sonoma County-wide, and we're working more widely in the region as well. And our mission is to transform our communities through inspired action and education, which builds leadership and local self-reliance. And to unpack that leadership piece a little bit, you know, the leadership we cultivate is not necessarily about titles or positions of power. It's important, but leadership more is an attitude, how you show up in the world and lead with your actions on a daily basis, using every choice you make as an opportunity to improve the world.
Great. That sounds excellent. So this event at Lagunitas Brewery is not the only event that you have coming up in the next little while, right?
Oh, no. We've got a stacked schedule this spring. And definitely
great.
Encourage people to check out all our events. I'll cover a couple here at dailyacts.org. But the event next Tuesday will be a really fun one. It's actually a fundraiser, as you mentioned, down at Lagunitas.
Yeah.
$25 at the door gets you in, and a whole evening of live music with Mr. December and the Whiskey and Circumstance Band on deck. So come down and kick your heels up after putting your taxes in on April 15th. And then also along with your ticket of admission, you also get some great local food. We're having burgers and Lydia's Lovin' Burgers for vegetarians, green salad, potato salad, and then Strauss ice cream. And then, of course, all the beer purchases benefit Daily Acts.
Oh, fantastic. And, of course, the beer is just superb.
Delicious.
What other stuff's coming?
Well, we also have another great, in addition to that fundraiser as well, I also want to highlight the wonderful raffle from a bunch of really great local businesses.
Oh, good.
But then the following Thursday, April 17th, we're really excited to be hosting Brad Lancaster, who's an expert in the field on rainwater harvesting and graywater reuse. So he's going to be talking about integrated solutions for drought. That event will also be down in Petaluma, the Petaluma Community Center, Luke Casey Center there, 320 North McDowell Boulevard. And he's going to be talking about simple and effective ways to enhance the natural abundance of your home, community, and the larger world. California is in the largest drought in recorded history right now,
right.
So it's really timely to have this going on. And Brock Dahlman, also a local water expert as well, and our
from
director
from Ecology,
from Oxygen Arts and Ecology Center, and Trathan Heckman will also be joining him on stage. And this is really about simple solutions that can go to scale today, which really excites us. And a lot of them are low tech and community powered.
Great. It's always great to see the people from Occidental Arts and Ecology step outside their bailiwick there and come out into the world and tell people what they know.
Absolutely. And they're actually co-sponsoring that event with us, which we're really excited about. Also, on Earth Day, if folks want to come out and get involved on Earth Day and do something good for the planet while also connecting with community, we're hosting a big sheet mulching project up at the Redwood Business Park up on North McDowell in Petaluma as well. We'll be sheet mulching 17,000 square feet of turf, turning turf into a low water use landscape. So sheet mulching is a process where you basically do a lasagna style of mulching, mulches and turns that turf, composts it essentially in place and turns it into healthy living topsoil. So
fantastic.
That'll be a really fun opportunity.
That's a wonderful thing to get out to the public.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a bunch of the cities here locally have incentive programs, such as Petaluma and their Mulch Madness program. Well, they'll actually give you all the materials for free to sheet mulch your lawn. So if folks are looking for an easy way to reduce their water use, you know, come out and join us. We'll teach them how to sheet mulch. And then you can get the materials through the incentive program and take that to action.
So Daily Acts is really is really making contact with the local people.
Yeah, with the local people, local businesses, local cities. We're really excited to have such a great web of partners in this community. And it's really amazing how holistically this community is really stepping up to take this to the next level in terms of sustainability. And sort of on that, I also wanted to highlight our Community Resilience Challenge, which is a big action campaign we run every spring. This is formerly the 350 Home and Garden Challenge. And so that challenge will center on May 17th and 18th. And invite people to check out our website, again, dailyacts.org, to learn more about that. But it's really about registering your actions. And in doing so, we highlight and make the movement visible and encourage other people to join in.
Thank you, Ryan, for coming in. And thanks for what you do. Thanks for what you and the rest of the Daily Acts people do.
Let's
remind people once again that we talked about a whole bunch of stuff, but the Lagunitas Brewing Company event is April 15th at 5:30. For information, as he said, dailyacts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.